The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 7 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Holy shit, it's like an oven in my pants. I took out my phone to look at something, and the screen was wet. Oh my god.
Sweat?
Yeah. No, I pissed myself.
That's gross, man.
Well, don't lick my phone anymore.
Why don't you get some air conditioning around here?
I have it. It costs too much money.
Do you want to be comfortable or do you want to be rich?
I'm neither, so there you go.
It's another how-to edition of the podcast.
Uncomfortable and poor.
Last week we taught you how to ask a girl out.
Did we?
I think so.
Huh.
Isn't it? Yeah, right?
I don't remember.
I think that's what we did last week. This week, once you get the girlfriend and marry her, inevitably, you're going to be...
How do you get divorced?
No, but at some point, you're going to get bored with her or something.
How to kill her.
That's later. Yeah. It's a little bit later. Today we're going to teach you how to have an affair without getting caught.
Yeah, it's so much easier than getting a divorce. Oh my god, you got the law involved, and if you got kids, now she's going to want fucking money. I mean, before you go ahead and kill her, you might as well just cheat on her. That way, I mean, you could still enjoy your life, you know, and keep your money.
Yeah, because if your wife ends up dead, guess who they're asking about?
First person. Oh my god. If you're dating anyone, you have a girlfriend, you have a wife, she's dead. They look to the guy right away, immediately.
Yep.
And most times, I mean, it's because in their experience, they're the ones who fucking did it.
Most times they're right.
Yeah.
See, the first step in having an affair is after you find a lady that
Well, yeah, that's the first step. You find a chick. But as they do say, you can't just find any girl. You have to be a little bit choosy.
Here's what you gotta do.
It's hard because you don't want to be choosy. Listen, a chick that'll bang me, and there you go, choice is over.
Trick is...
Alright, fucking cut me
off. You were yammering, I don't know what the fuck, you were just gonna keep yammering on about nothing.
About nothing, I'm giving my tips!
I'm giving my tips.
Well, your tips are more important, go ahead.
That's right. Anyway, you want to find another lady who's also having an affair. That's your best case scenario. Because then you both have something to lose, so she's not gonna go crazy and rat you out.
Yeah, crazy enough, I was getting to the same thing, but yeah, you say it.
So you say now, I don't know for that for sure.
Yeah.
Let's cut this argument out. It's not professional. Yeah, because...
Cut it out over there!
You find, you know, the 23-year-old intern or whatever at your work...
Yeah, if she's single, then...
If she's dating you, she's probably insane, because she knows you're married.
Yeah, and...
She's going to become clingy, and next you know, she's going to be showing up at your wife.
She'll pretend at first, like, oh, no, I know it's just a side thing, it's perfectly fine, but chicks just lie to themselves when they say that.
That she's following your wife around at the supermarket.
Yeah, it's never fine. She wants you to be in a relationship with her. You know, she wants to take the wife's place, and listen, that's not what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I didn't cheat on my wife to get another wife.
Yeah, I'm sick of my wife. I don't want any more wives.
Got it. Up to my neck in wives.
Mm-hmm.
So, once you find a woman who does nothing to lose...
Oh, battered women's shelters?
Or has something to lose.
They're in a really bad relationship. So, I mean, you have to be wary of their husband beating you up.
They won't like you unless you start hitting them.
Is that what you do now? You hit women?
You know it is. Girls who like assholes don't like nice guys. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you found your lady friend, and you're pretty sure that she's not going to rat you out.
Yeah.
So here's the best thing to do.
Oh, wait a minute. If she wants a divorce from her man, she will throw that in his fucking face, and then it might blow back to you.
It might.
But that's kind of less likely.
Now, step one, when you're having this affair, do not see her in your own town.
Oh, yeah. Always go a couple towns
over.
At
least an hour or two away.
I mean, you can have some car sex. You can get a motel room paying cash.
Now, if you know a lot of people in the next town over, don't go there.
Well,
go to somewhere where you don't know them.
Trip around the world.
If you live near Canada, go to Canada. Because, like, I don't know anybody who lives in Canada.
You live near Europe, go to Europe.
Well, I don't know anybody, so if I had a wife and I decided to have an affair, they wouldn't even know I was married in the first place.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like,
Oh. Your parents wouldn't even know you were married. What? You got married when? Eh, a couple years back.
Yeah, I girl need a green card. Russian bride.
I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. So
make sure you're far away. And the second most important key to having an affair without getting caught, do not start changing shit.
Exactly. Your schedule, your routine, your personal actions, even when you still will have sex with your wife, don't start doing those new tricks you're doing with your other girl.
Or don't stop having sex with your wife.
Exactly.
If the last 15 years you've been begging her to have sex every night and she keeps saying no, or, and all of a sudden you just stop.
Or maybe it's a set thing. Tuesday nights, every other week, we have sex. You keep it going.
Here's what I would do.
Same shit you always do.
If you're the type of guy who's going to cheat on his wife, have an affair, when you first get married, establish times where you vanish for hours at a time.
I stalk women, all right? Wednesdays from 9 to 12, that's what I do. I have my favorites, and I just watch them. You know this going in. Something like that.
Also, get another phone, a burner phone.
Exactly.
Never contact her on your phone or your house phone.
Yeah, no emails, you know. If you're going to... I mean, you can get, like... the burner phones now that are smartphones. So you can set up an email account through there if you want to do emails or, you know, sexy pictures or things like that. Yeah, don't have anything connected. Your wife's going to, like, open up the phone bill and see all these weird numbers. You know she's going to look into that
and
shit.
And when you're done with your lady friend, make sure you shower.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. Because you're going to come home. You're not going to smell like your own cologne. You're going to smell like some, you know, foreign perfume.
Or sex.
Yeah.
What if you come home and all of a sudden your lady, you know, takes your pants down? Like,
oh, you know what? I'm too tired. Rough day at work. That will send up red flags.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to really avoid it. Well, so really shower there was before
a,
you come
It's probably
home.
Been a bunch, but some short movie where... the woman tried, like, started trying to get the guy to, you know, get hard right away. Like, aha! You just had sex!
What, guy can't be tired? Yeah, nope. I'm sure that... I've seen stuff like that in movies before. Like, she kissed him, and then she said, "You taste like pussy." That was actually Summer of Sam. John Leguizamo's wife that said that.
Yeah, wash your face, man.
Yeah, I know.
Scrub that shit.
That is the biggest thing, though, not scrubbing your face, but just routine. Because that's where everyone fucks up. You change shit up. Now all of a sudden, I'm wearing different clothes. I'm, like, styling my hair differently. Like,
home on the dot. It's 6:05 every day for 15 years. And all of a sudden,
I'm
working late.
Working late till like, midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously something's going on. You know, you change your cologne. You're doing this and that. And all of a sudden, she's thinking, he's trying to impress somebody. What's going on?
You're gone on Saturdays.
All of a sudden, he joins the gym. Now he wants to be healthy after 15 years of marriage. Now he's worried about how he looks. Do your shit. You want to fuck around on the side? Good for you.
But gonna have to do it during work hours.
Yeah, I quit my job. I got a bang, man. I don't know how I'm paying for these hotel rooms. I hope she has money.
And probably the biggest tip I can give you is don't get your guma pregnant.
Yeah, now you got to worry about killing her.
Because you could do that.
There is no other choice.
It's over. Your wife's going to go through the paper looking at the birth listings like, hold on a second. I wasn't pregnant.
Oh, wait a minute. Dan, now you're one of these guys who has a double life. Now you have two wives. First of all, you didn't want the first wife you had. Now you're stuck with two.
Hey, Arnold did it.
Arnold who? The pig?
Schwarzenegger.
No, he didn't have two wives. He's fucking his maid.
Yeah, and she had a 10-year-old son.
He got away with it. And no one even cares about that.
He didn't get away with it.
Pretty much. I mean, we all know about it now, but who gives a fuck? Remember, it was big news. Now it was like, meh.
Yeah, but he's not with Maria anymore.
So what? Yeah, but he didn't really want to be with her anyway.
Maria, please.
He's banging so much. He's having the time of his life right now.
My Schwarzenegger needs some work.
Yeah, I know. Pretty rusty. This is your Schwarzenegger. Hey, Maria. It's me, Arnold.
Yeah, I just use that accent in public as a goof. I've been living here for like 50 years. I really should have lost it.
I know. He had some, like, you know, speech lessons, got a vocal coach. Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I approve this message. When you're fucking your ugly maid.
Imagine the life he's having now. This is a bit, getting ratted out was like the best thing that ever happened to him. Yeah, he got a divorce, but he's got so much fucking money. Probably barely made a dent. He's not like he's in the poorhouse now. He's not moving into his parents' house in Austria.
I don't know. He's probably gave a pretty good payday to that kid.
Yeah, he did, but he's still fucking fine. No, his name's always big. He could still make shitty movies, get some few millions. He's fine. Please, he's a role model. That's not sarcasm either.
Yes, it is.
Nah, not for me.
So let's go over it. Okay. What did we say you could, shouldn't do? All right.
Shower, routine, and pick a good girl. There you go. Yep. Those are your top three.
Or go to a prostitute. That's the safest way to do it.
Yeah.
She's not going to rat you out.
Except if you're famous.
It's quick.
If you're famous, yeah, odds are you're going to get caught at some point.
I'm not sure any famous people listen to this show.
Yet.
But yeah, see, if you do get a prostitute... You don't have to worry about getting pregnant. You don't have to worry about her
or diseases, ratting you out. Because they're so clean. They're always... Listen, unless they're crack whores, I mean, they're safer than normal girls. They're not going to a bar and, you know, just banging some stranger. They're using condoms every time.
And it's not going to take as long. You give a real affair, you got to, you know...
You just don't start banging right away. You got to, like, take them out on, like, you know... Kind of.
If I learned anything from cheaters, you got to go to one of those restaurants that has the arcade attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
They like to go to those ones.
You know, the nice thing about cheating is you don't really take them on dates. There's not
At the, first, you do.
Well, there's not the same courtship that it is with a regular relationship if everyone's on board and we...
If she knows you're married.
Yeah, we both know we're in relationships and we're trying to be discreet. There isn't the normal, let's go to a restaurant, let's do this, let's do that.
Why didn't we have Ashley Madison
sponsor this episode? Because they don't want to. Because they wouldn't.
Our sponsorship rates are very low. Very low.
I think we had a guy last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we had one sponsor. And then I don't know, I guess it wasn't very effective for him because he had some shit.
I don't know what the fuck he was...
We read the copy and we're like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know what he... I think he was running a scam. But we read it. He gave us a couple bucks. I don't know what he was up to. He's probably in jail now. Anyway, we totally endorse Ashley Madison and cheating on your wife. So, you know what? Easier than getting a girl to work because you got to see her all the time. If shit goes wrong, it's not good. Or going to a whore.
Very awkward at the company pick.
Yeah. Going to a whore that can get pricey. Ashley Madison. It's a whole website designed to cheating. So, tip of the day. HotShotWizKids.com.